Hey, what's up, guys? It's your girl, Poppy Britt, and welcome to the Platicando con Poppy podcast. If it's your first time here, then welcome. And if you've been here before, then welcome back. Thank you so much for making time and space for me. I know that it's been a while since I posted, basically. And I know that, and I know I've said that I want to be consistent and that I want to post every week, but honestly, I just haven't felt like I have anything positive to say, and I have been feeling a lot of negative emotions, and I don't like to bring negative stuff on to the internet or focus on negative things. I know a lot of people tell me, like, don't focus on the negative. But I've been taking these last few weeks to kind of reassess everything in my life, and this has been part of it. And I was just genuinely, like, at a loss for words with the kind of comments and messages and hate and racist remarks that I received on my podcast with my ex. And mind you, he was my first guest, so I was not expecting to receive that kind of hate. But considering that he's a black male, a lot of men decided to not only sexualize us and make some disgusting comments about how usually Latinas get paid for making videos with black men, insinuating you know what, and just talking about how disappointed my parents should be because I dated a black man, and just really disgusting comments. And it had me at a loss for words, honestly. Not only because I know what I stand for and what I represent, and I'm very, very vocal about it, so at this point, people should know that I do not tolerate shit like that. I have people I love and care about who are of every walk of life. I have people who I love that are trans, that are queer, that have, you know, disabilities, that are, differently abled, that are from every walk of life, basically. Every race, every ethnicity, every background, different legal status, everything. And I have been an advocate for basic human rights and went to school to get an ethnic studies major with a double minor in sociology and women's studies. I have taken the time to educate myself to become a better person and to advocate for what I believe in. And so I have been lucky enough to surround myself with like-minded people that are not racist, that are not ignorant, that continue to create safe spaces for people of all walks of life who are not hateful, who are not spiteful, who are not thinking those negative, disgusting things that have been commented on my videos. I've been lucky enough that in my real life, I don't come across that, and haven't came across it for a while. So to see in 2024, racist comments, especially by people of color towards my black ex, is insane. And just something that I did not expect. I didn't realize. And I obviously, duh. But I didn't realize people are so fucking ignorant and racist still. I really didn't. And honestly, the comments don't get to me. It's just, I hate the fact that I even have to read them. That I even have to entertain or give those 30 seconds of my life and my energy towards those people. And I hate the anger, and like, it makes me so mad. Like, even right now, my heart is beating so fast and I'm literally shaking because it makes me so mad. And For me, the thing is, again, people tell me not to focus on the negative comments, not to focus on the negative. And I try not to, but I have realized that I am allowed to make a big deal out of the things that are a big deal to me and the things that bring out big emotions out of me. And when I have people screaming in my face, basically, about some racist, disgusting ass shit, I have the right to defend myself. And not that I'm sitting here defending myself, but I have the ability to block these people. And I hate that I have to bite my tongue, because a lot of times I want to comment and I want to tell them off and, you know, go, but I realize that they don't deserve my energy and that I don't need to be going back and forth with people who are ignorant, uneducated, hateful, disgusting, who are projecting their own insecurities, who are working from the ego. Like, I don't need to entertain that. And they don't deserve my energy. And I know that my energy is what makes them special. They just want a reaction. And so that's why I just block and delete. But my thing moving forward is, I hope people know that when it comes to me, it's whatever. But when it comes to the people I love and care about, like, I'm not tolerating that shit. And I have been asking myself what this is all for, whether it's even fucking worth it, because I'm just like, I'm putting myself out there, I'm being vulnerable, and people feel entitled to give an opinion. They feel like they know me, and I'm showing them the beautiful, amazing, talented people in my life that I love and care about. And I'm like, why would I even give you access to such beautiful souls and people when you're so hateful? Like, why would I expose them to that? These are beautiful individuals. And so with Valeria, I'm so, so, so grateful that there was no hate, because she's just such a beautiful, beautiful soul and someone I truly love and admire. So why would I expose her to the fucking hate that I receive on this channel? And I'm at a point where I'm just gonna literally not let people comment anymore. Because I block people and then they make hate pages and then they comment and they just find entertainment out of it. And I just don't have the energy. And people tell me not to block the comments. And honestly, because of engagement, but honestly, I just don't give a shit. I'm not doing this for views. I'm not doing it for likes. I'm doing it because I genuinely feel called to do it. And because I know that certain things that I talk about resonate with people and people feel seen and heard. And that's what I want to do and the space I want to create. And I honestly don't care about views. This is another thing that I've been meaning to talk about, but I have so many people come up to me in person or ask me to be in my podcast, and it puts me in such an uncomfortable position to have to turn them down, because it's people that see a podcast and they see money signs or they see an opportunity to get views or whatever. And that's not what this is for me. I was at Sunday Funday the other day, and I met this guy, and his friend who was introducing us told him that I have a podcast, and immediately he was like, oh, I'm trying to be on it, I'm trying to be on your podcast, blah 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 blah. And I'm like, I just met you. Like, I honestly have I just don't even know you. And he's like, well, I can make you money, I can get you views, I can get you. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's not what it's about though. Like, I don't care about that. He's like, nah, I can make you a bag, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's not what I care about. Like, that's really not what I care about. If, like, again, if it comes, yes, I would be so fucking grateful, but I'm not here for views. I also had this guy who, like, I used to talk to, like, 5-6 years ago, who I actually liked and who was just playing in my face and just being shitty, who literally fucking is not doing much with himself now and is just honestly a lame, asked to be on my podcast. And I'm like, why would I have you on my podcast? Please, like, not saying that I'm hot shit or anything, but for what? You did me dirty. Like, what do we have to talk about? What are you doing for yourself? Like, no. And, like, I had this other dude who is apparently a promoter here in Denver. And I'm, like, cool with him, whatever. I just met him. But he was asking to be on my podcast and I was down. I was like, oh yeah, you're doing cool shit, whatever, I'm down. But then I get word that he also has a podcast and he's giving a platform to abusers. Why would I want to be associated with that? And he's doing it as in like a controversial, like, let's find out the truth, like blah, 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 blah. And my friend who literally has negative experiences with the individual he's giving a platform to was literally like, why would you do that? And he was like, well, unless I have court documents, then I'm still gonna fucking have him on. I'm like, I'm not. That's not what I'm about. I'm not gonna give a platform to people that I think are shitty or whatever just to get views or who are controversial. I had this dude once telling me, like, oh, you're just too scared to have someone with more followers, more popping, whatever. I'm like, no, I'm just intentional about the people that I have on my podcast. And I want people that I know I can relate to, that have the same heart as me, that, like, that's what I want on my podcast. Like, I want authenticity. I want vulnerability. I want people to show, you know, that we're all imperfect. And that's what I want. And if I can't have that, and if I have to lose my morality or what I stand on in order to get those views, I don't want them. I'm not gonna change myself or do things outside of my values just for views. And the other thing is that I know what I stand for. I know what I believe in. And I'm at a point where I don't care to go back and forth with people anymore. Why do you think I fucking started a podcast? Because I want to sit here and fucking talk. I have had resistance towards everything I say for such a long time. In college, I used to turn my face purple and protest and go crazy and advocate and go into fucking battles with people about things I believed in. And I would pull out scholarly sources and books and references and statistics and everything, only to realize that there's certain people that are not worth my energy. Two, there's people that are committed to misunderstanding me. And three, there's people that are never going to change regardless of whatever facts that you present them. And I don't care to be around those people anymore. I don't care to turn my face purple to try to debate with someone about whether I think genocide is acceptable or not, or the politics behind that. I don't care to do that. And so this is literally just basically a PSA, letting people know that moving forward, you don't get access to me and my podcast. I will block you. I will delete you. Like, I don't care. You don't need to be here. I want to create a community of like-minded people where we feel seen, heard, where we can be vulnerable. And if you can't exist within this, you don't have to be here. Like, I don't understand why people are so committed to still watching my shit and commenting hateful shit. I've already said multiple times, commenting on my appearance does nothing. I wear t-shirts so you can't see my chest. Like, I don't care if you think I'm hot or not. I don't care. That's not what this is about. And part of the reason I literally cover myself to the max when I'm recording this podcast, because this is not what that it's about. And I record it on a video because I have my YouTube, and at least this is monetized, so it can hopefully make me money at some point. But I also record it because I like to sit and watch podcasts on YouTube. So that's why I make it on a video too. But if the best thing I have to offer is my looks, then I have failed. Because I want people to see me for my heart, my experiences, my vulnerability. And I want to just create a sense of being a community. That's what I want to do. I want to show up for people. I want to help people. I want this shit to matter. And if it doesn't, then there's no point to it. So yeah, I have a lineup of guests that I want to have. But again, this is not a debate. I'm not here to try to prove myself to anyone. You don't have to watch me. And I'm grateful for the people that do. And I'm very, very, very grateful that I do receive a lot of love and really good feedback. And I know that a lot of people do look forward to this podcast and care about me and want to see me thrive and do well, but I'm only human. Let's be so fucking for real. And like, I don't understand why I receive so much hate. I really don't. And I know that it's a lot of, again, all the hate I receive is from men who are miserable within their lives, who sit behind a keyboard making fake profiles to hate on a woman, tear her apart, because it makes them feel bigger. It makes them feel better. And again, even though it doesn't affect me, there's certain shit I can't change about myself, and that doesn't make me any less valuable. I'm not here for those people. And that's why I'm saying, like, your commitment to continuously commenting hate, at the end of the day, like, it still gives me a view and it still gives me a comment, but I just don't care to, like, even engage with that. I don't want to read it. I don't want to see it. And, like, I continue to show up because I know it means something. But there's so many times where I'm like, I could just easily just shut it all down. I could easily just get off social media and not post on here, not subject myself to any of this shit, because it's not what's paying my bills. Like, I'm literally losing out on money by doing this shit. Like, so I don't know. But again, I know, I just feel like there's a higher purpose to this. And it sounds silly, but I know there is. And at this point, I'm at a point where it's just, if I give up, they fucking win. And so now I'm just working simply out of spite. And I feel like I've made 1,000 videos talking about the hate that I receive and all that shit. But apparently it's a continuous lesson that the universe wants to teach me. So here we are fucking talking about it again. And yeah, I've been trying to get my mind right and seeing what this all has to teach me. And I've been in the gym and I've been focusing on the people that love me. I've been hanging out with my family more, making time to hang out with the people that love me and care about me and that actually pour into me. Yeah, I know that I have to keep going. Like, that's really what it comes down to. And even if it comes down to just me sitting here and venting, that's what it's going to be. But then again, I just want everyone to know that I'm not here to debate. I'm not here to argue with people. I'm here to show up, speak about my truth, speak about what I believe in, create a space that feels welcoming to me, where I feel safe and where I can freely express myself. And if you want to be part of that, cool. And if you don't, cool. But I just don't care to get unsolicited advice or comments about my life as if people know me, because I have people giving their opinions about everything in my life now because they feel entitled to my life and think that they know me simply because of this. And that's really not the case. So yeah, that's where we're at. But nice little check-in. I'm actually going blonde tomorrow, so this is my last podcast with dark hair. I just feel like I'm entering into a new era of Poppy Brit. So yeah, I don't know, I think it's time for a change. I've had dark hair for 3 years and I'm so nervous to see what I look like blonde, but whatever. I just feel like I need a change. I don't know, I need something new and different in my life. So next podcast, I will be blonde. I don't think I'm actually going to post an actual picture and like hard launch of my hair until the Bad Bunny concert, because I want to have a fire fit and like hard launch that I went blonde, but you guys will see it on here. So yeah. But anyways, also, can you all do me a huge, 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 huge favor? 60% of the people that are 60% of the people that watch my YouTube channel, that watch my podcast, that listen to my podcast, are not subscribed. So please, please, please do me a favor. Give the video a like. Give the podcast 5 stars. Subscribe and turn the notifications on. Like, please, please do me that favor. Since the bitch is not getting paid yet, please, that helps me out a lot. So yeah, anyways, I'll see you guys. Have a blessed week, and I'll talk to you guys next time.